Average Network Short Subject 46 takes us to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, Vice President of the Known World and the hideous vampire at the heart of the Bush administration. Here we find the Vice President engrossed in discussion with campaign legal advisor, former Secretary of State, James Baker.
We told you that we didn't want a town hall-style debate, James. We won't be able to control the questions.
Dick, just have him do what he does in press conferences. Just give speech excerpts. The questions won't all be hostile.
Unless Iraq gets worse.
Which it almost certainly shall, Rumsfeld. You forget, James, John Kerry was with the Yale Debate Club.
41 should have waited and run Jeb. When Jeb stumbles and stutters, he's got this Jimmy Stewart quality. When George stutters, he just looks like a dolt.
There's a reason for that.
Don't I know it?
You've never liked George, have you?
Not a whole lot.
Dare one ask why?
Look, Cheney, George One is one of my oldest friends. Well, you know, we used to talk about world conquest for hours. You remember that?
We remember, don't we, Master?
Ah, indeed. It always worked better in theory than in practice, I'm afraid. Still, about George Two?
He's a fool. It's frustrating because he isn't stupid.
He's intellectually lazy.
Right. He's a fool, and he doesn't mind being a fool.
He can be a bit disconcerting at times.
At times?
But he does allow us to run the world for him. As long as his bank account swells, he's really very cooperative.
Dick, that's why George I never trusted you completely. You or Rumsfeld. Gotta be ruthless to rule the world, but you're willing to take ruthless to some really harsh new levels. You're sort of... Dead.
In a way, not exactly dead. We prefer the word undead.
How come?
Now that you ask, I don't really know. Does have a nice ring to it, though.
Undead. Well, you are, but you aren't. Hence, undead. Well, maybe not. It's from an old Serbian phrase,
whatever.
I think.
Look, Dick, you and Don and me have been through a lot over the years, but I resent taking orders from a fool.
You've never actually had to follow his orders.
He thinks I do. He tried to tell me how to set up debates.
Well, it shows he's taking an interest.
Maybe, but he wanted a dunking contest with reporters throwing baseballs and clowns.
Interesting.
And I was pretty annoyed. I did make sure you only have to do one.
Yes. It's awfully early in the evening. Will it be sunset? I'm hopeless before sunset.
My computer almanac says almost.
Blast.
It's in Ohio, and there's a 63% chance of heavy overcast.
Well, that will help. Well, James, did you accept the moderators?
I had to. The only real dangers are Lehrer and Eiffel. Lehrer doesn't like you much, and Eiffel's got these old-fashioned ideas about honesty.
Oh, dear. Who gets her?
George and Carrie. I wasn't going to let her within a mile of you. Could have been worse. I mean, Scooter tried to get Connie Chung.
Gad. Connie Chung? I must speak to Scooter.
Jordan fought me on that one, too.
Yes. Vernon and I have had words before.
Nasty words. Harsh words. Funny words.
Donald, that is quite enough.
Well, you're going to have plenty of trouble getting Meathead ready by next week.
A challenge I shall gleefully leave to Carl Rove, Karen Hughes, and Dan Bartlett.
We've had
James.
Some luck giving him comic book versions of things. Not much use for daily things, but invaluable for strategic positions, provided there are enough explosions.
And as George is fond of pointing out, there are never enough explosions.
Oh, and you and George One want that thing to have 4 more years.
James, we have to have time to cover up what we've done in the first term and complete George's agenda.
What is his agenda, anyway?
He hasn't a clue.
Average Network Short Subject 46, Debate Gate, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and his Royal Averagers. Celebrity impersonations are often caused by interesting extraterrestrial phenomena, such as radiation belts, sunspots, and interstellar tax loopholes. For further information on celebrity impersonations, contact your local astronomy club. This is Pablo T-Flies, and the Average Network thanks you for your kind attention. Stay tuned!